Do not take psychedelics. Hello, thank you for being here with me again. I am Marie Swaru. Once more, this is not an easy subject for YouTube, and on the other hand, I know there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of videos about this subject, so I'm not going to talk about each specific psychedelic, nor will I talk about its physiological properties or medical implications, as that could also get me in trouble here. I will focus on the side of this subject that I know is not very well known for humans, and that is the spirit side and frequency vibration implications, also from a psychological or conscious point of view. Once more, I must say that this content is posted for entertainment purposes only, and can be taken as science fiction, but I take my information very seriously, and whoever has eyes to see. Carl Jung talked a bit about psychedelics and their implications regarding consciousness, although it was not exactly his forte, or speciality in normal words, but he did say something that caught my attention a lot. He said, quote, "Beware of unearned wisdom." End quote. I quote Jung here because what he said is at the very core of what I want to say today. Carl Jung is seen as being way too metaphysical for mainstream psychology, so they tend to see him somewhat as a freak, and they even caution students when they want to read his works. But as far as I know, one of the main reasons he was so metaphysical in his points of view is because he had a lot of contact with spiritism, channeling, and mediums from a very young age, and that marked him for life. I don't doubt that psychedelics can have strong therapeutic uses and effects when in the hands of a competent medical doctor. In advanced holistic societies all over the galaxy, plants are used as medicine, although it has always been said that food is the real medicine, from the point of view of all those non-human medical doctors in stellar cultures. So, I'm not going to talk about medical uses in advanced interstellar cultures in this video, as I must first fully understand the limitations I must follow while posting that kind of information here. Entering the subject at hand for today. Setting aside medically controlled psychedelics used for therapeutic reasons, and also setting aside the fact that each compound is very different, they must not be used lightly by anyone, nor for entertainment, none of them, light or not. Many psychedelics are extremely potent and very dangerous, and can cause permanent physical and psychological damage. I cannot stress this enough. As I explained so many times before, everything in this universe works by frequency and vibration, where tuning into one or another alters the perceived reality of the subject. And the perceived reality of a subject is his or her reality, as there cannot be a reality without a consciousness which is interpreting and manifesting it. All mind-altering substances work by altering the chemistry inside the cells of the subject's body, especially the nervous cells, or neurons, as I explained in my previous video about why not to drink alcohol, ever. All psychotropic substances work the same way I described in that past video, and altering the production and flow of the chemicals in the cells will alter their internal voltage and capacity of response, altering their existential frequency, which then will alter the entire vibration of the subject. The simple overstimulation of the cells, especially brain neurons, can cause the exhaustion of neurotransmitters. They become depleted because they were forced to react to the same stimulus until their reserves are all gone. One of the best examples of this is the dopamine overstimulation process, where the more the subject abuses the thing that gave it pleasure, the more it will need to produce the same effect, until it stops being reactive to the same stimuli altogether. This is after a pattern of abuse, for example, and I mean abuse of anything. Psychotropic chemicals, psychedelics in general, alter the delicate chemical electric dynamics inside the cells, altering their frequency. Brain cells, neurons, are translators to bring the signal of the individual's soul into the material world, and all the cells of a body need to be synchronized and tuned into the exact and unique frequency of that specific soul. That's why that body belongs to that soul, and not to another. The physical biological body is designed to keep the perception of a soul within a very specific range, which defines the material world, and that is the white light spectrum, and whatever its other body senses can perceive. We can include a few other existential frequencies a subject that is alive and in a body can perceive when he or she is using technological devices that augment the perception range. Yet even in this case, the subject is still using his or her 5 to 6 senses to bring that technologically added perception range into the subject's consciousness and awareness. With the use of psychedelics and psychotropic substances, the frequency of the cells is changed, as well as all their responses and the way they translate what is in the ethers into the conscious experience of the subject. This means that the body no longer is keeping the existential experience of the subject within the range of frequencies that define the material world. All the frequencies in the cells of the central nervous system start to work in disharmony, with different frequencies in each cell structure, which causes a completely chaotic translation of what is in the ethers into the subject's conscious experience. The neurons no longer filter out all the things that exist in other planes of existence. This means that the neurons start to be a frequency match with the lower astral planes, with the spirit world, because, as I mentioned above, hard psychotropic substances always lower the frequencies of the cells because they overload their capacity to respond to stimulus. This means that the subject is perceiving things that he or she normally could not. They apparently would be having a transcendental experience, being able to see the other side, the side of the spirit or of the dead, but the problem is that it is not so simple either. The psychedelics don't alter the biochemistry of all the brain cells in a uniform way. Some get more of the substance than others, and many may still be functioning normally, but their neighboring cells may not, and all at the same time. This brings, as a result, a completely chaotic existential experience where the subject is not experiencing one realm or another, rather it is seeing parts of one and other parts of another, in a complete mess, and where what is perceived has no real connection to what is outside the subject. Making things worse, the overstimulation of the nervous cells causes a chaotic depolarization inside them. A chaotic neuronal firing, in other words, which in itself is not responding to any realms at all, creating an existential experience that is completely unreal and in disharmony with the individual's consciousness. In other more normal words, the intoxicated individual is only hallucinating, and not experiencing any other realm at all, or is experiencing a messful combination of hallucinations, material world real experience and astral planes all at the same time, as mixed in a blender, and this can't bring anything good to the individual, only causing he or she to go through a strong traumatic experience which can be life-changing in very negative ways. Saying all this with different words, the individual is no longer experiencing what he or she is manifesting for themselves. This means, the subject is no longer in the realms the frequency of his or her soul is a vibrational match to. Each psychotropic substance is different, and some can produce a more or less even effect among the neurons, causing the subject to effectively experience another existential realm, in a more or less clean way, with not much chemical unreal stimulation as hallucinations. Now, let's talk about what happens when a subject is experiencing other realms and not only having hallucinations. The chemical alteration within the brain that causes a frequency shift, will cause the subject to experience things on the astral side he or she does not understand and is not prepared to face, and this can cause a seriously traumatic experience. If the subject can see the astral side, then things on the astral side can see the subject, and this means that he or she can be a target for astral entities who will want to benefit, exploit or whatever, the subject who is temporarily perceiving the other side. Lower astral entities are tricksters, and they benefit from fear, they feed from it, so what they will be interested the most is to cause fear in the person who is perceiving them using psychedelics. Fear feeds the entities because it manifests them. They need a creator being because they are so cut off from source that they cannot feed their very existence directly from it. The lower astral entities that the person on psychedelics will manifest will take the exact shape of his or her greatest fears, because they become a manifestation or a reflection of the worst thing in that person's mind and imagination. This is also used by those lower astral entities because it will produce the most fear out of the subject they are wanting to exploit. Therefore, if a subject fears snakes, the entities he or she will see will look serpent-like, and if another subject fears skeletons, that's how they will appear to them, and so on with how other people interpret those astral beings. This is because those beings are truly egregores of the human mind, both in a collective way and in a personal way, so they will be mirrors of the worst things of each person's unconscious. This means that what the person on psychedelics will see on the other side will be nothing else but the materialization into the subject's direct experimental reality of their worst qualities as a person. It will be the manifestation of all the bad things the subject cannot or is not prepared to face about himself or herself, the things the subject has hidden in the darkest corners of his or her unconscious, wishing never to see and face those things again. All those bad experiences, and all the emotions and traumatic reactions they had when they occurred, all the dark monsters in their worst nightmares and in their imagination, will suddenly manifest into their perceived reality, all at once, in their face, without being prepared to face them, nor previously warned that would, or could occur. This means facing the fact that they consciously deny that they, themselves, are the monsters in the dark, that they are their own greatest fears, realizing that no matter what, they have a skeleton inside them that follows them around and they cannot escape that fact. They face the mirror to see that they are that horrible half-rotten disincarnate cadaver they are so afraid to encounter in the dark when they get up at night to go to the bathroom. That horrible thing becomes real, the subject can look at it, and it looks back at the subject. Psychedelics open portals and bridges to and from the lower astral, where beings, demons and other entities can cross over into the hapless lives of those who are forced to perceive other realities by force, with substances, making them face what they are not prepared to understand. Those doors and bridges are very real. They become a portal, or a hole in the reality of the subject where those egregore manifestations of the darkest crevices of their own minds will jump on them, haunting their daily lives, making them miserable, as they feed from the person's fears and everything bad and misfortunate that they go through. If something is an egregore or a manifestation, it doesn't mean it isn't real. After all, you are a manifestation too, and so is everyone else. We are egregores spawned from the strongest desires and intentions of our souls. The only correct way to experience other realms is to work on yourself, on who you are, on your vibration, on being the very best version of yourself, and that will be your vibe with which you will attract things, especially your reality. Taking psychedelics or any psychotropic drug to see for yourself if those other astral realities really exist or not, is akin to jumping off a cliff to see if your legs really break when you reach the ground, or if that is only a myth. I know that there are countless psychedelics, especially mushrooms that are said not to hurt anyone, especially if only taking microdoses, but you can never know which one is the good mushroom, or what effects that exact one, or any other substances will have on your particular biology. You can achieve knowledge of what happens on the other side through meditation, and patience with it, doing astral traveling and other similar practices. Don't look for immediate results because those will only bring terrible things to you. You may say that you have already taken them, and you have enjoyed their effects. They may have helped you with an issue, or perhaps you have not experienced anything transcendental or relevant. The problem is that you can never know what comes next, or where you stop. Because if you continue taking stronger doses, and in a repetitive way, I guarantee you that sooner or later something unwanted will creep onto you. You may say that you will stop at one or another point, but will you really stop? I ask you. Or will you continue experimenting with harder and harder substances until you are completely taken over and overrun by entities and addiction, and your life goes down the drain? You need to go through a natural progression of understanding other realms you cannot perceive with your biological 5 or 6 senses. That way you can acquire the necessary knowledge to face what you may encounter when you are on the other side in a more natural way, like through deep meditation or through astral projection, where what you will encounter will be more in accordance with your real personal vibration. Although even there you may encounter some unwanted astral things, mostly products of your own subconscious, but nothing you cannot handle, unlike the other forceful psychedelic way. Because when you are there naturally, your stable and true vibe protects you, you have an aura shield around you, and with psychedelics, there is no aura shield, or it is full of holes dark entities use to attach themselves onto you. And remember that what those want is to see you suffer, and the more the better. Beware out there, as the world is far more complicated than what first meets the eye. Take care and be wise. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.